Next up, an interview with Scottish author Irvine Welsh. Characters are everything in the works of Irvine Welsh. The novels of the Scottish author present their protagonists in full, unvarnished detail, and it is not always a comfortable experience. Drug addiction, poverty, racism, and a general sense of societal malaise are common themes in a body of work that refuses to be categorised. Born and raised in Scotland, Welsh left school at 16, then immersed himself in the London punk scene in the late 1970s. He played guitar and worked in various jobs, returning to his hometown of Edinburgh a decade later. He wrote his first novel while working for the district council and had some difficulty in finding a willing publisher. A graphic depiction of the city's heroin culture, Trainspotting became a bestseller and quickly achieved cult status, in part thanks to the strong characters, which translated perfectly onto the screen for the film adaptation by Danny Boyle, starring Ewan McGregor. Since then, he has written a number of novels, screenplays, short story collections, and plays. The characters in his stories often make a cameo appearance in other works, building a world of interconnected people in a setting that feels real and familiar.
I like it when you write a character, you almost like to actually feel their breath on the side of my face when they're talking to me and all that. You want to make them as three-dimensional and vivid as possible. If you can stuff the whole book with memorable characters, the book kind of becomes more of an event. It's not just a simple telling of a story, it gives it a kind of landscape. And I feel if you do that, it comes alive to the extent that the place that you're writing about becomes a character in the book as well, you know.
Welsh has a very specific process for writing, and music has a big role to play in the formation of the characters he creates.
For me, a lot of the composition of character comes through song. If I make up a playlist for every character, it becomes a way of finding them, you know, and it becomes a way of making them very vivid in my own sense of them. So I'll think, what would this person be listening to? And then I'll kind of, I'll play some music. I have a kind of standing up desk, because I like kind of standing up when I'm sort of typing and doing the characters, and then I've got the music on there, so I'm kind of mixing music and I'm going back in and banging stuff away on the keys, and I'm going back into the music, and there's music blasting out. I'm modifying the music as a result of the character, and I'm modifying the characters as a result of the music I'm playing. Mm-hmm. So you get that kind of interface.
Once the characters have been created, Welsh switches into a different mode of working.
When I feel I've got enough on the characters and they can kind of, you know, take the burden of telling most of the story, I basically switch off the music and I wind the desk down to normal desk height, and then I just sit there and do this, you know, the second phase of it, which is the quiet phase. It's the exact opposite. I just need total quiet to put something together and to start working out plot lines and where this is all going to go. The third phase is me just sitting around coffee shops with what I've got, kind of just making changes to it and coming back and keying it in.
Welsh started his adult life during the 1980s boom, and his experiences have coloured his work. Now the world has changed, and it is, he observes, more frenzied than ever.
We're all pushed towards compulsive obsessive behaviour nowadays. It's the declining end of consumer capitalism, really, as wages continue to fall. You know, and consumer spending, and we don't have the facility to extend debt like we did before 2008. You know, advertising and the promotion of lifestyles and products and everything becomes much more frenetic. So we just consume more of everything. We consume more drugs, we consume more sex, we consume more goods that are produced in shops, we consume more TV programs, we binge on these Netflix shows and all that. We've created this mad kind of dysfunctional zoo that we're all in. We're like hamsters on this kind of treadmill that's encouraged by social media, it's encouraged by peer pressure. It's most of all, it's encouraged by the whole corporate machinery that we're all a part of.
His outlook may seem bleak, but Welsh has hope for a better future, provided we work together regardless of our social standing.
If humanity has any future, it's not a hierarchical, patriarchal sort of class-based, kind of divided. It's about kind of coming together as a common humanity. So that's a big challenge. It's not going to be about men and women. It's going to be about human beings trying to sort it out, because you can't really sort it out on the basis of division.